Zygmantas is going to come up with it. Way up the boards and back to center. Up with his Crosby. Looks for the hat trick. He's hooked, knocked down, gets into the net. He scores as he fell down. He guides it into the twine. And the Penguins lead 4-1. And the hat trick for Sidney Crosby. And the kitchen is closed.
An historic hat trick for Sidney Crosby. Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network. Historic because it was Sid the Kid's first on home ice? Perhaps. Historic because it was the first of 11 four-point games in his career in which he scored more than one goal? Maybe. It was historic because it happened against the New Jersey Devils, who had not conceded a hat trick since February 17, 2004, a span of 291 regular season games, by far the longest such streak in NHL history. The second best was Detroit's stretch of 248 games between 1948 and 1952. Nashville's Pekka Rinne was sharp in net against Buffalo.
Puck in the left point, held in, a long drive, tipped to the goal, Rinne, a great save! Great reaction save by Pekka Rinne with the glove! Pominville up top, Gostin couldn't hang on to it, shot from the point coming, glove by Rinne! Getting to it first to the right wing, is MacArthur centering, has a shot, save Rinne, rebound Rinne, again the save! Two right pad stops by Pekka Rinne.
Tom Callahan with the calls on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville as Rinne made 30 saves to become the second rookie in Predators history to record a shutout and the first since Tomas Vokoun, and that was in the club's first ever shutout in January of 1999. A franchise first for Joe Thornton.
Zetaguchi cross ice, left circle, taken by Vlasic, back to Boyle, middle of the point area, takes the shot, gives to Zetaguchi, down low to Thornton, in front, the quick shot by Vlasic, he scores! Mark-Edouard Vlasic gets his third goal of the season. This has the hallmarks of a long night for the Toronto Maple Leafs. It is the Sharks 4, the Maple Leafs nothing.
Dan Rusinowski with the call on 98.5 KFOX in San Jose. Mark-Edouard Vlasic may have had the goal, but it was set up by Thornton, who had a goal and three assists in the first period alone. It's the first time in Sharks history that a player has registered 4 points in the opening 20 minutes of a game. With his parents visiting from the Czech Republic, the Coyotes' Martin Hanzel had his best game as a pro.
Puck driven into the Coyotes' zone to our right, and McCulloch sends it out. Hanzel picks it off. He's got Bodker going to the net. Hanzel charges to the net. He scores! Marty Hanzel picks up that puck and roars down the right wing like a freight train and went right to the net. Toskala stopped the first attempt and Hanzel rammed home the rebound. The hat trick for Marty Hanzel. The Coyotes have a 3-2 lead.
Bob Heathouse on Extra Sports 910 as Hanzel's first three-goal game was part of a 6-3 win over Toronto. Last week, Tampa Bay's Ryan Malone scored on a penalty shot, but that was in a 7-3 loss to New Jersey. This week, he got a chance late in a tie game.
A chance potentially to win the game here with 16.3 seconds left. Malone has the puck into the offensive end. Malone holds, fires wide left. Perhaps Perron got a piece, perhaps not.
Dave Mishkin on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa, as Malone's miss sent the game to overtime, where Philadelphia's Mike Richards won it with a power play goal. And speaking of overtime goals, New Jersey's Patrick Eliash is at the top of the career list.
Colin White goes from the left wing to the right wing side to keep it alive. Eliash has it. He moves in back. As he scores! Patrick Eliash with the goal. He's mobbed in the corner as the Devils have won in overtime, 3-2.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York, as Eliash won it for the Devils with his 15th career regular season overtime goal, tying him with Jaromir Jagr and Matt Sundin for the all-time NHL lead. 240 players have been inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Perhaps Keith Tkachuk will one day join them. His goal in the Blues' 4-2 win over Atlanta made him the 72nd player and 7th U.S.-born player to reach the 1,000-point plateau. Chris Kerber captured the moment on KMOX 1120, the voice of St. Louis.
David Perron, who's moved the puck up the ice well on a man advantage for the Blues, brings this one in over the line to Berglund. Skates down along the wing, off the wall to Brewer. Wrists it in front, they score! Power play goal! Keith Tkachuk with a goal! Point number 1,000 in his NHL career. His entire team coming over the boards to congratulate Big Wolf.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.